From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. South Africans go to the polls today. There is a lot on the minds of voters there. Inequality, corruption, a backlash against immigration into the country. A lot for the winner to tackle. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The African National Congress, or ANC, has been the ruling party of post-apartheid South Africa since the election of Nelson Mandela in 1994. It's 25 years.
And in a lot of areas, there's been good progress.
Zinhle Khosa is a visiting fellow from South Africa at the Woodrow Wilson Center in D.C.
But there's also the recognition that things could have been better.
Polls indicate the ANC is likely to retain control, but with a reduced share of the vote. John Campbell is a fellow in African Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says public disillusionment with crime, immigration, and corruption is diluting support for sitting president Cyril Ramaphosa.
He has to balance his free market proclivities with the fact that there are a large number of South Africans who feel left behind.
More than a quarter of the population is out of work, one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.